It's pretty good to be in America because you get to be in a free country and enjoy life much better. Going to America to have a new life feels great because it will be a fresh start of your life and you get to experience a new life. While me and my friend Marco on the plane, I looked up online that we found the Declaration of Independence. It talks about how America is a free country and how they celebrate America's birthday with the 4th of July. This will change our lives forever, says Miguel. It shall be the start of our new lives. As soon as me and Miguel left the airport, we entered the city, Boston. It looks amazing and beautiful with all of its tall buildings and its water open shore, but we were going to live in Revere, which was okay, I guess. We arrived at the new houses that we would live in. It came time where we had to live on our own now. Both me and Miguel were from Brazil and enjoy video games. It came time where we had to live in America when we were old enough to pay. I get home and settle in by checking out the house and see what it looks like. So far, the house had 3 floors from what I know. The basement, the top, and the attic. And from what I've seen so far, it's actually pretty good. So far, the living room is the biggest one yet, and the kitchen is actually smaller than I thought. I wouldn't say the kitchen is that bad. I would say it's a pretty decent amount of kitchen that can fit maybe 50 people to say the most. It has the refrigerator, table, chairs, sink, and everything. I find 2 big rooms out in the hallway that I think is supposed to be bedrooms. I picked the biggest one and I settled in. Figuring that I was moving into a new house, I was guessing that there would be a small TV, and I didn't notice there was. Good thing I brought my large TV that I got from a friend. That way I can replace that one instead. After setting up my bedroom and setting up the living room, it was time that I needed to do some grocery shopping, so I decided to go to the nearest shopping store there is so that I can get some groceries and have some food for myself. While I was driving back home, I also realized that I should decorate the new house to make it look nice. And so after I was done putting away my groceries in the kitchen, I decided to go to another store to decorate my house. After I was done decorating the new house, I decided to share a picture of it to Miguel. I sent it to his phone, and as soon as he got the message, he was actually pretty surprised on how well I did the house. And then he decided that we should move the company here, because back in our home country, we used to have a company where we would actually raise quite a decent amount of money. Luckily, I sent him a picture of what the house was before and after. And before, it just looked like an old apartment from the 1990s. It doesn't have that much color. Some of the chairs and stuff are ripped or broken. And most of the time, the 2 large bedrooms don't even have stuff. It only has a closet with some bag of chips in it. He also brought back up the company we had from our home country, and after talking for a good 10 minutes, we decided to bring back the company here to America, and that's where it started at 10 a.m. in the morning. Me and Miguel were both excited for America because it was going to be the start of a new life and that we were going to have a new experience and what it's like to be in a new country. Suddenly on the phone, Miguel was starting to get scared because he was thinking about the bad thoughts and that something might happen. We might get robbed, something might get stolen from us, the company might shut down, or we might get arrested. I told him to try to be positive because as long as you be positive and make sure everything is good in shape, then nothing bad will happen to us. After that, I asked him if he wanted to go to the Museum of Science. He said yes, but I'm not sure if he was right about that. He's the type that stays inside and tricks me about going outside. But this time, very surprisingly, he actually really wanted to go, since we were in America and we wanted to visit cool new places. So I told him that I would pick him up at 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes later, I arrived at his new house. We arrived at Boston and found a place to park. We entered inside and it looked very amazing. It did almost anything a scientist could do. There were live animals, an electric theater, a gift shop. It was truly incredible. I believe that America is going to be a great place, I told Miguel. Same here, says Miguel. We finally arrive home. Well, we both separate, that is. They go into their house to see the electric theater. Because, fun fact, on TV, there was an electric theater night. It was actually a special event. And it was great. They both FaceTimed each other as well. They both knew that America was going to be great. And so were their new lives.